When Jesus said, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth," we find that he identifies his right to rule in all areas of life. We find that man is, by nature, seems to be a rebellious sort, and we have a tendency to think that it is actually within our own selves to direct our own paths. However, Jeremiah indicated that such is not the case. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. Such being the case, we find that the authority of God, his right, liberty, and freedom to act and rule, is one that man needs to come to grips with. We think about sometimes the matter of Job. In Job 38, it's interesting that when Job had asked Jehovah certain questions, that the Lord, when he responded to Job and answered him, he said, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth?" Job 38 and verse 4. That ought to be pretty sobering when we consider the fact that not only does God have the right to rule, but we do not even have a right to offer a matter of suggestions, simply because there is such a great gap between the matter of the Creator and that which is created. What we do understand about the spiritual matters of man is what God has revealed. He did have, according to the Ephesian letter, an eternal purpose. And that purpose involved us in the matter that we are a focus of that eternal purpose, but it does not indicate that we have a right to rule our own lives. We find in the Corinthian letter, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and verse 19, of where the Apostle Paul said, "Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have from God? And ye are not your own, for ye were bought with a price. Glorify God, therefore, in your body." We find that man often has a tendency to stiffen the neck when he hears matters that God indicates that you are not your own, that you have been bought with a price. We understand that we will be in either one or the other camp. In the writing of the Roman letter, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul said, "Know ye not that to whom ye present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants ye are, whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." This matter of servitude, that we will either serve evil, or we will serve the God of heaven. We will either follow after the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, or we will recognize our relationship with our God and what God has done in sending his Son that we might have the hope of eternal life. All men have violated the laws of God, and therefore all men are subject to the wrath of God. And that wrath, even as it was within the writing of the Roman letter in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, where Paul said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it unto them." That matter of the wrath of God is a judicial wrath. We recognize judicial wrath within the nation within which we live, and also with that within the world of which we are a part. We know that the Apostle Peter identified the responsibilities of children of God toward the rulers and toward the system that God has established in order that man might have some safety, if you will, in regards to the matter of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13. Peter said, "Be subject to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or unto governors as sent by him for vengeance on evildoers and for the praise to them that do well." Here was the matter in regards to the responsibility. There are those that are over us, even in this world, and most assuredly in the spiritual realm. We hope that you'll have a good day today, and that you will make sure that you take the opportunities that you have to open the Word of God. Do as what the Apostle Paul had instructed Timothy to do in regards to the matter of reading, that he should take heed to reading, that he might know what the will of the Lord is. And so take heed, give heed to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. And in regard to it, he identified that in verse 15, be diligent in these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy progress may be manifest unto all. Take heed to thyself and to thy teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. There is an importance to the matter of hearing the will of God and then responding to it in a manner that is acceptable to our God, and that we as servants simply do that which is our duty to do.